Hello, everyone. I'm John Melke, and this is Parkside Today. I'm joined by UW Parkside Title IX Coordinator Tyler Lenz Fisher and by Dr. Sharonda Glass, Associate Vice Chancellor for Human Resources, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion here at UW Parkside. Sharonda and Tyler, welcome to Parkside Today.
Hello, John.
Hi, John. Thanks for having us.
Tyler, can you give us a basic overview of what the Title IX Coordinator does?
Yeah, you bet. Okay. Kind of a whole multitude of things. Title IX essentially protects students, faculty, staff, guests, anyone really associated with UW Parkside. It protects them from sex and gender-based discrimination. So discrimination against sex and gender, sexual orientation, things of that nature. Also working to protect students, faculty, staff that have experienced sexual harassment, sexual assault, things of that nature, domestic violence, stalking, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Along with that, so I work with students who obviously are filing reports or looking for resources with that. I coordinate and share resources with students, whether that be the legal services, such as getting in contact with the police department, other agencies in the area, counseling center on campus, health mm-hmm. and counseling center, mm-hmm. Other health and other local agencies that also might be of service.
Okay.
Finally, training and compliance. And so making sure that our practices for Title IX investigations and what we're doing on campus is in compliance with state and federal mm-hmm. Regulations. And then as well as doing trainings for student groups, for staff groups, meeting with all the academic colleges, other staff offices that might want me to come in, coordinating bystander intervention training,
sure.
things of that nature.
Sure. So you mentioned some of the resources available for students, faculty, and staff. And is it, I'd imagine it can be a challenge for someone who may feel like they may be a victim to actually come forward and say, I think I've got a problem.
Most here. Certainly. Most yeah. certainly. Yeah. Absolutely.
And how do you help people, I don't want to say feel comfortable, but at least be somewhat confident that they can go and talk to you or that they can report something? Mm-hmm. And how do you go about kind of raising that awareness and that confidence level?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it starts with approaching those conversations with a I believe you and we're here to support you mentality, mm-hmm. right? Right off the bat, my goal is not to ask a bunch of questions and try to create doubt or anything like that, but really let the person that I'm speaking with share their experience and what happened and what they're comfortable with,
mm-hmm.
And then explain options from that point. And I think another big piece with Title IX is that the process that the university takes is at the total discretion of the student for the most part. If a student wants to proceed with an investigation or proceed with, pursuing some sort of action,
mm-hmm.
we can do that. If the mm-hmm. student wants to just come in and share and say, hey, this happened to me, I don't really know what I want to do with it, but I'm just looking for resources and I just need to share this.
Mm-hmm.
We do that too, and we can respect that certainly within reason there. So, so I think setting that stage and kind of setting those parameters for the person that we're speaking with, I think that there's an intimidation piece of if I say something, this is going to turn into a really, really big investigation or there's going to be a lot of repercussions.
Mm-hmm.
And again, just reminding that person that we kind of go at their pace and what they're comfortable with.
Sure.
And I think that that's really helpful in that setting.
Mm-hmm.
And again, too, sharing resources with folks. You don't have to proceed with a formal investigation or a big legal process in order to receive support and resources that we have. We can put you in contact at any stage of where you're at in terms of sharing your story and that information. And so I think that that's also helpful for folks as well.
Mm-hmm. And how about the partnership with yourself, with your office, and maybe faculty? Because if the person is experiencing some challenges and does that I'm assuming that could show up in the classroom in terms of maybe it's lack of focus or they're distracted. And so how do you work with faculty at UW Parkside to help them maybe see something in a student and then also help provide a resource?
Yeah, without question. Since I started in October, early middle of October, I am in the process of meeting with all of the academic colleges
mm-hmm.
At all college meetings. And so introducing myself and putting a face to a name. And then sharing what reporting obligations are of faculty and staff, but also mm-hmm. kind of what those warning signs are that you mentioned, mm-hmm. or maybe indicators that we need to get them in contact with somebody who can share some resources. So I think that those meetings have been a good starting place for me. I've sent an all-campus email to all faculty and staff outlining what those are and kind of an electronic introduction, mm-hmm. Which has been helpful. And then looking, too, at some other outlets, some different publicity around campus, sending those all faculty and staff emails on a somewhat regular basis, with updates, with reminders, things like that. So I think that that's helpful. In all of those meetings, I've been encouraging faculty and staff, if they want somebody to come in and do bystander intervention training, we can certainly coordinate that. Or if they'd like to set up a more individual, have me come in and share with their class what Title IX is or what those resources are. Mm-hmm. I am happy to and look forward to kind of catering to whatever those needs are. So, yeah, kind of a variety of different methods. Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned the bystander intervention.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Yeah, good question. Bystander intervention training is it's a nationwide training module that we have several certified trainers on campus, mm-hmm. that can come in and speak with a group of any size about what to do if you're in a setting where you think somebody might be in trouble. Maybe mm-hmm. you're at a party. Maybe mm-hmm. you are in an athletic setting. Maybe you're somewhere where some of those warning signs are going on, or you're concerned about an interaction your friend is having with somebody in that setting. What can you do to intervene in that way?
Yeah.
Whether that is in that moment or providing resources yourself on the back end, but really just practical and tangible tools for folks to apply in those settings to help either prevent something from happening or, again, offer that support in the event something does happen. Mm-hmm.
And what sort of reaction have, and as you said, you've been with UW Parkside since October, what's been the kind of reaction that you've had from your conversations with faculty, staff, students here at mm-hmm. the university?
Really favorable, and I think one of the things that's most encouraging is that I've had a lot of faculty and staff reach out that this is important and these are things that they want brought into their classroom.
Mm-hmm.
The first college meeting that I had with a group of faculty, I had three or four folks email me right away and say, hey, here's information I provide on my syllabus about Title IX. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is of help. And I've used that to kind of craft a statement that I've encouraged all faculty and staff to use. Other individuals that have reached out and said, hey, I'm really interested in maybe doing bystander intervention training. Can we talk about time commitments and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
It's been really favorable. I think people certainly want to offer those resources and that support for students and are also looking for ways to do that work better. Mm-hmm. And so it's been the faculty and staff in particular have been really, really great to work with.
Right. Well, we're talking with Tyler Lenz Fisher, Title IX coordinator here at UW Parkside, and with Dr. Sharonda Glass, Associate Vice Chancellor for Human Resources, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. And Sharonda, Tyler's efforts are part of your human resources team. And how does what Tyler does work with, partner with, align with human resources work in terms of equity, diversity, and inclusion?
Mm-hmm. Well, as Tyler has been talking about, a lot of what we do and what he does most certainly impacts students, faculty, and staff.
Mm-hmm.
And human resources, of course, is kind of the core of the organization. We pretty much touch everything. We touch, you know, faculty, staff, and students. And so his efforts are definitely aligned with what we do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times there are issues in Title IX that not only impact students, but most certainly can impact faculty, staff as well.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes faculty and staff may not be as comfortable with what they have heard from students or what they need to do as it relates to students,
mm-hmm.
or another faculty or staff member. Title IX not only covers students, but it also covers faculty and staff.
Mm-hmm.
So the partnership, the alignment is perfect for what we do.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, Title IX was really focused on the student side, even though we may have had some faculty or staff issues that cross over. And I think with the restructuring that Chancellor Ford most certainly has been supportive of really helps us to make sure that our efforts are aligned,
mm-hmm.
and that we're meeting the needs not only of the students, but also faculty and staff.
Mm-hmm.
They're difficult discussions.
Yeah.
And I believe that HR most certainly is trained in the area of making sure that we are providing the needed support and making sure that we are answering any questions that staff might have as it relates to maybe what they're seeing with their students and maybe another faculty or staff member.
Mm-hmm.
So Tyler really does take care of the student side of things, where HR really handles the faculty and staff side of things.
Okay.
And the partnership has been great. I think having that separation really lets students know that they have a point person that they mm-hmm. can go to when there are issues. And then faculty and staff most certainly has that point person in human resources, one of us in human resources, that can help them.
Mm-hmm. So, Sharonda, with your experience here in southeastern Wisconsin, working with other levels of education, working on the private side, and you talked about that discussion can be hard to have. How does that discussion change or the difficulty ramp up a bit when it may be employee supervisor discussion? That one always seems to be, you know, not only might you be not willing to even have the conversation, but now you, if it's a case of someone talking about their immediate supervisor, that's an even harder conversation to have, isn't it?
It's extremely difficult. I think when you have situations like that you're dealing with, you most certainly have to help manage emotions.
Hmm.
And I think it's really important not to minimize the emotions. So sometimes entering a conversation, you have to recognize the emotions, validate that what someone is feeling is true for them.
Mm-hmm.
Their perception is their reality. We never want to say, don't be emotional. Let's take the emotion out of anything, because right. that's not a good way to start this conversation, of course.
It's all about the emotion.
It's all about the emotion. Yeah. But it takes time, and mm-hmm. you have to be willing to put the time and effort forth to make sure that people are feeling comfortable and able to have that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It requires a lot of listening, right? You never want to problem solve. The one thing that I try not to do, and I encourage anyone who's dealing with these types of situations, is not try to figure out who potentially is at fault or come up with a solution right away.
Mm.
Gather all the facts, gather all the information as people see it. Mm-hmm. Don't jump to conclusions. Be the neutral person.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be the individuals that make sure that we are gathering the facts, because we do have to get at some semblance of the truth.
Right.
And it can be very, very difficult in these situations because they are highly emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on the type of situation or the report, or especially if it's employee to supervisor, I think that is probably one of the most difficult situations that you can handle.
Yeah.
Because sometimes employees truly believe that HR has sided with the supervisor. And that's not true, mm-hmm. right? I think employees need to understand that we hear them. We have to hear from the supervisor,
mm-hmm.
but our job is to fact find and gather information.
Mm-hmm.
We most certainly do partner with other UW system agencies if we have situations where we believe we need to go outside and maybe have a more neutral party brought in.
Mm-hmm.
But our employees need to know, as our students, that we have their best interest at heart. And these situations can be extremely difficult. We want people to come forward. We don't ever discourage that. But just know that we are going to take the most neutral position that we can, gather the information to help us make the best decision possible.
Right. And Tyler, from your standpoint with dealing with students, you know, for Parkside is like a little city with 5,000-ish people living in it. And talk to me about your relationship with UW-Parkside Police, which are also very, involved on campus, very engaged on campus. And what is that relationship like for you?
Yeah, our police department has been a great, great group of folks to work with. I think we are awfully fortunate in the state that how well trained and how well our police department handles Title IX incidents. We have three specific officers that are specially trained to really tackle these sort of reports or these types of incidents from a place of sensitivity and care and empathy,
mm-hmm.
As well as covering the objectives that they have to cover through their job and whatnot. The police department, especially when I started, they were the ones that were called for a lot of reports, a lot of things that maybe happened, whether it was immediately or something that had happened in the past. But they were the point person that came in for a lot of those things,
mm-hmm.
In the residence halls or whatnot, to take initial reports. And so their perspective on that, their kind of guidance and overall kind of giving me a lay of the land of what to expect or what their interactions with students has looked like. They've been a really, really great asset for me and my work, and that's been a terrific partnership.
Mm-hmm. Sharonda, a little bit, I'd like to dive a little bit deeper into human resources, and what are some of the things that your team is working on now in terms of diversity and inclusion here at UW Parkside, some things that are maybe out there on the horizon or currently underway?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're excited about our diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. As you know, diversity, equity, and inclusion is a hot topic, especially nowadays, and really focusing on making sure that our employees and students feel included, heard, and all of those things are extremely important to Parkside as well as human resources.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, we are looking at kind of revamping our Inclusive Excellence Committee by creating a new Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Council. The council is designed to make sure that we are understanding all the issues related to diversity, equity, inclusion as it relates to Parkside.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from things that our students are going through, whether it be within the classroom, outside of the classroom, as well as our faculty and staff. It's really about the climate and culture here. As you know, we have a very diverse student population, mm-hmm. and our employee population is becoming more diverse, which we are extremely proud of.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that our environment and our climate is conducive to that, that people feel like they can come here and be heard and have a voice at the table. Not just that they can say something and things aren't acted upon,
mm-hmm.
but we most certainly hear what they're saying and are taking steps to address any concerns that they have.
Mm-hmm.
So that council really is designed to do that.
Okay.
Our first effort really is over the next month, we will be creating a diversity, equity, and inclusion plan. Sometimes we do have a lot of efforts going on in an organization and not everyone is aware of what's happening in the organization. And when there are issues and concerns, if people don't know, it appears as though we're not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
So this council will be tasked with making sure that all of the things that we're doing as it relates to student achievement, culture, climate, inclusivity, all of those things that people expect out of UW Parkside, mm-hmm. not only are they aware and out there, but we are acting on any of the concerns that we hear. We will be advisory to the Chancellor's Cabinet. Mm-hmm. That group will make sure that, because sometimes when you are in leadership roles, you most certainly don't hear everything. And yeah. this council will be tasked making sure that we have an environment and a forum, if you will, for students and staff to come forward to talk about their issues and making sure that those issues are addressed.
Mm-hmm.
So I will be leading that charge. HR most certainly will be helping. We most certainly will be partnering with Tyler and his efforts yeah. as Title IX because it really all overlaps.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime people are upset or having issues or concerns, whether it be a Title IX issue, a Title VII issue, something as simple as, you know, I didn't know we had these resources available, whether it's LGBTQ, I feel like I'm being discriminated against, I'm applying for jobs there, I haven't, you know, no one's called me back. We mm-hmm. want to make sure that we are addressing all of those concerns and making sure that people are comfortable coming forward and letting us know so yeah. we can address them. We can't address things that we don't know about.
Right.
So we have to provide that opportunity.
Right. And don't mean to put you on the spot here, but this may be putting you on the spot. do you draw upon community connections as you're shaping the plan and the council, is it more here on campus type thought process?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's actually an excellent question because I think community is very, very important. Sometimes whatever is going on in an organization is kind of reflective of what's happening in the community and vice
mm-hmm.
versa.
Mm-hmm.
So I think partnering with the community to make sure that we are doing things necessary to make sure that things that are going on in Parkside, we're seeing and hearing those things.
Mm-hmm.
And our community partners may have resources that we most certainly can tap into. And Parkside also can be that conduit for the community.
I think this
is the place where people should be able to come to talk about those things, and we can maybe problem solve or come up with some solutions as we are seeing, especially as it relates to equity. And I think a lot of times we have a lot of discussions about inequality, you know, equity, student achievement, inclusivity, and we talk and talk and talk, and we don't necessarily see any fruits of our labors, or we don't necessarily show what we've done to address some of the issues. And I think partner with the community, we can get those things out. There are a lot of resources that Parkside has, and I know there are a lot of resources in the community that if we partner, we most certainly can tap into. I think pulling that all together can only help us become stronger and not work in isolation, because a lot of times we do that. I think we work in isolation and we have the best of intentions and we're trying to address a problem, but we all are working in isolation to try to solve issues that are bigger than all of us. And I think if we work together, we can make that happen. So I have to say, and if you can't tell in my voice, I'm really excited.
If you could see Sharonda sitting here in the studio, you would see that she is excited.
Very, very excited what the direction of the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Council and what we're doing here at Parkside.
And Tyler, I want to get back to you, but before I forget a question, and Sharonda, you mentioned this before about what kind of the council and the plan kind of pulling together different things that are going on campus. I mean, campus is a fairly, can be, a fairly decentralized place. And part of that challenge is finding out all good things going on. But and sometimes if you don't know about all the good things going on, that's not a good thing, right?
That is absolutely right. I will see students or I'll see staff and they'll say something to me. They'll have a problem or issue and I will say, well, did you know? And they're like, no, how long have we had that? Or when did that start? And I'm like, 1960. So again, for our students, I think it's really important, because if they have an issue and we as leadership, we've heard you, we've taken steps to address those issues, but if we don't circle back to let you know this is what we're doing to address your concerns, it appears as though we're doing nothing. And, you know, we're really proud of some of the gains we've made as far as, you know, graduation and student achievement and equity and all of those things, but we still have some work to do. And if it appears as though we haven't done anything and we're not doing anything, then we're not doing anything. It's really, really important.
I saw I was reading a story in the Business Journal today on William Martin, who is Chief Innovation Officer for the City of Racine, and talking about the things he's doing in Racine. And it's a really interesting article. I mean, it gives a pretty good indication of the type of work he's doing. But on the side of the article, it's they have listed, like, you know, your favorite this and your favorite that and your favorite that. And one of them was your favorite quote. And his favorite quote is, don't mistake motion for action, I think. Or don't mistake motion for, like just because you're doing stuff doesn't mean that you're accomplishing something. So don't mistake that, just that motion for getting things done. We're talking with Tyler Lenz-Fisher, Title IX Coordinator here at UW-Parkside, and Dr. Sharonda Glass, Associate Vice Chancellor for Human Resources, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. And Tyler, you've been here, what, 20-some weeks, right?
I've
been
a long
here
time.
20 years. So it's kind of the same. It's the same number. So
and I'm still trying to find out where things are, though, John.
And it's a secret. We're not going to tell anybody. But you've been here, I would think, probably long enough to start to take a look at what's coming down the road. You know, what are some of the things that you have on your plate for things you want to accomplish, let's say, in the next year, during 2020?
Yeah, absolutely. I think for me, it starts with visibility. I think that with my role being relatively new to campus, having a sole Title IX person, mm-hmm. Making sure that I am taking any and all opportunities to get out in front of people and share who I am and what I do and what resources I can provide. And so, whether that's meeting with faculty, whether that is meeting with student groups, I'm meeting with all of the athletes in a couple of weeks, all of the RAs in a couple of weeks and mm-hmm. whatnot. So I think just that visibility. I think with that, trying to find a variety of methods to share those mm-hmm. resources. Not everybody's going to meet or be in a classroom that I might be presenting in, or not everybody's going to check their email or, sure. or whatnot. Sure. So I'm exploring maybe different electronic means of getting that information out. And so whether mm-hmm. that's an app, mm-hmm. whether that is utilizing forums like this or, mm-hmm. or other, weekly newsletters that go out,
sure.
Different poster and publicity campaigns. And so things like that, really focusing on visibility. Mm-hmm. In terms of Title IX federally, there are some updated regulations that will be coming out, and there's some speculation as to what that might mean and changes to processes and a whole variety of different things. And so as those are expected here in the next month or two, certainly taking a look at those and then adjusting our practices for to best meet whatever those regulations are and what those updates are. So mm-hmm. that's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, but a lot of my efforts, I think, moving forward will really gravitate towards making sure that we're in good shape and meeting those expectations. And then again, sharing information and sharing resources with students and faculty and staff it remains at the top of my priority list.
Mm-hmm. How much do each of you rely on or kind of tap into your colleagues outside of Parkside, whether it be Sharonda, someone who's at who's doing what you do at one of the other UW campuses or somewhere else on the private side, or for Tyler, for you, how do you, I'm assuming you would get involved mm-hmm. with other folks to find out what's going on, what's working, what's not working?
Mm-hmm. Constantly. UW system, the HR directors and the chief diversity officers and the Title IX people, mm-hmm. and we meet on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we may be it's a single institution here at Parkside, we're part of a larger, system,
mm-hmm.
and that most certainly has its advantages. So when we're trying to figure out maybe how to tackle a problem, reaching out to one of our sister institutions most certainly is something that we do all the time. The HR directors, we meet weekly. We have a weekly phone call just to stay in touch, because undoubtedly, if there are some issues within either one of our institutions, HR is involved, right?
Right.
Either the chancellor is reaching out, a dean is reaching out, a supervisor is reaching out just mm-hmm. to bounce things off of us. And we don't necessarily have all of the answers. And mm-hmm. It's really nice to have that not only UW system, HR, and the legal team, but to make sure that we are bouncing ideas off of one another.
Right.
Because, again, there's strength in numbers. And mm-hmm. I think we have to utilize that. And undoubtedly, if something is happening at one institution, it's probably happening at another institution.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's the nature of higher ed.
Right.
So
right.
it's really nice to have that. So within the system, it's great. But also, I have a lot of colleagues outside. I get emails all the time, not only from not-for-profits, but for-profits.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are an institute of higher ed, understanding what's going on in that private sector most certainly is going to help us, not only us, the workers here at UW Parkside, but our students.
Mm-hmm.
I teach a class, an HR class, and they keep me on my toes. So I yeah. have to stay in tune with what's yeah. happening in the private sector, and it's just good business. I think when a university is partnering with individuals outside of the institution, it just makes you stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So we do. I'm always in touch with colleagues that are either in other not-for-profits or in the private sector.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would echo what Sharonda said in terms of the system in particular. I have a standing meeting with all system-wide Title IX coordinators once every couple of weeks. And so in terms of policy and procedure and things like that, it's really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I would also say, too, from the side of prevention and education, that's a big part of what my goal is and what my office is kind of pushing for it. And there are some really, really cool things going on around the system and outside of the system. Colleagues around the country as well. There are some really, really neat initiatives at different places that I'm constantly looking at and thinking about how do we pull from those and tweak those and make those our own here at Parkside. So, yeah, there are great resources out there.
Good. Final question for you, Sharonda. What this year you received the UW System Women of Color in Education Award. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What did that mean to you?
Wow. Well, first of all, I was extremely humbled by that award. I think just to be in the company or seen as an individual who has something to contribute in that space is a complete honor.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, diversity work is really hard work. And making sure that you stay in tune with what's going on and just working to ensure that there's equity and equality and all of those things is not an easy feat.
Mm-hmm.
And right. So being in the company of people before me and all the people across the nation who are working to ensure that we have a culture and environment that's inclusive and diverse and all of those things really, really was an honor. So I thank the UW system, mm-hmm. UW Parkside, and all the people who actually saw fit that I would fall in that category, and it was a complete honor. So thank you.
Yeah. Well, you get my vote. I didn't have a vote. If I did, I would have voted for you. We've had an interesting conversation today about Title IX activities here at UW Parkside, the diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts here at UW Parkside. And Tyler, could you give us quickly just some contact information? If someone does want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
Yep. I'm glad you asked. I am physically located in Talent Hall in the HR office, and so 288 over there. In terms of an email address, it's very simple. It's just title and then Roman numeral 9, so titleix mm-hmm. at uwp.edu
okay.
Is an easy way there. We also have a website that's been kind of redesigned and tweaked a little bit. So if you just go to the uwp.edu and in the search bar type Title IX, it's the first option that comes up.
Okay.
Reporting options, resources, general information and definitions and some Q&A stuff is all there. Resources for folks that are reporting, resources for folks that are potentially alleged in situations, resources for folks that are just looking for some general resources. It's all right there as well.
Great. Well, it's been a pleasure talking with Tyler Lenz Fisher, who's Title IX coordinator here at UW Parkside, and Dr. Sharonda Glass, Associate Vice Chancellor for Human Resources, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Thank you very much, Sharonda and Tyler, for taking time to be on Parkside Today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you, John.
And to hear past editions of Parkside Today, please go to uwp.edu/Parkside Today. Thanks for listening, everybody.